96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. And coming up, we're going to talk to the most dynamic ministers in the country and in the DMV, Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley, senior pastor at Alfred Street Baptist Church.
We'll tell you about a very special event he's putting on this weekend on WHUR. Just like
96.3 WHUR. On the line, we have Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley, senior pastor at Alfred Street Baptist Church. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hey, thank you all for allowing me to be on. I love HUR and always glad to be able to connect. So thank you for the invite.
And Doc, thank you for being one of the most dynamic speakers and reverends we have in the area. I was just looking at online and you're on the top 40 sermons of 2020 on Pinterest. There's like multiple, not just one time, many times. So I just love the fact that you do what you do so well, in addition to working for our community. And that's what you guys are about to do this weekend, correct?
That is correct. You know, I really do appreciate the support and for people being connected and being part of a great church family. But yeah, this weekend, we're looking to do something that's bigger than church. That's all about everyone who believes in prayer and the need of this nation for prayer. Listen, I understand the protests. I understand the call for reform. All that's necessary. And we believe that what's been missing is also a visual display of prayer. Prayer is where we start. It's not where we stop. So looking forward to engaging in some prayer with those who want to pray for our nation this upcoming Sunday.
Give us all the logistics, where we meet on Sunday. I know it's 6 a.m. Where should we go? And, you know, how do we get involved?
So, you know, it was intentional to go early in the morning. One, because we believe that we pray early. And two, it's a quiet time in the city. You know, we want to embody something different that wasn't, you know, charged with so much potential for violence or anger, but really a time of quiet prayer and searching for the Lord in the morning. So this Sunday, June 14th, I'm calling upon all those who believe in the power of prayer for our land to join in with me and the members of Alpha Street and our brothers and sisters from around this whole region. We're meeting at the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture. No better place to start than on the grounds that honor the sacrifice of our forefathers and our foremothers in bringing us to this place. And from there, we're going to march quietly to the Black Lives Matter Plaza, which was boldly renamed by the mayor of D.C. And we're going to kneel there and just simply lift up a prayer. All along the way, we have 8 stations where we're praying for the 8 It Can't Wait campaign that's been launched by the NAACP. And then we'll have a final closing prayer at Black Lives Matter Plaza. So we're asking people to register online if they know that they plan on attending, just so we can make certain that we have enough supplies. We want to make certain that we wear masks and that we engage in social distancing, so our volunteer base will be adequately prepared for all those who want to join in with us and then come out for a time of prayer. We should be done by 8:15, 8:30 at the latest to be able to go on and enjoy our day knowing that we've made a difference in our land.
And we'll continue our conversation with Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley coming up on WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon.
96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark, and we'll continue our conversation with Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley. Again, a prayer walk for peace and justice is going down this weekend, and it's going to be a great movement.
And I also want to get his take on some of these Confederate monuments coming down, some right in his own backyard.
Classic Frankie Beverly and Maze on WHUR. 96.3 WHUR, we're talking with Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley.
Going to get his opinion on some of these statues to Confederate soldiers coming down right in his backyard in Old Town, Alexandria. Your church is just so phenomenal. Dates all the way back to 1803 there in Alexandria.
Yeah.
The intersection of some of these Confederate statues coming down, they're talking about the flag. They just took this monument that's been there since, you know, after the Civil War, not, you know, late 1800s. I have to ask your opinion about that as we try to knock down some of these monuments to white supremacy.
Well, you know, I know that it's controversial, and there's some that would argue that this is part of our nation's history, that we ought to embrace it, but it's a stained part of our history. There's a passage in the Bible where God meets Hagar, this African slave who's running away, and he asks her, where have you come from and where are you going? That in order to really know where you're going, there are times when you have to deal with where you've come from. And for in order for our nation to move forward in the movement that I believe God is leading for racial justice and equality, we have to deal with some things from our past. And the reality is that some of those Confederate statues, some of that Confederate ideology is an embrace, not a reminder, but an embrace and a holding on to a segregated society that just cannot work in our future. So, you know, I was grateful to stand with the governor as he announced that they were removing the statue of General Lee in Richmond. And even more so, can you imagine the amazement of NASCAR not allowing the Confederate flag? Listen, when NASCAR bans the Confederate flag from their events, you know God is up to something. So this is just a way of dealing with our future by erasing, not erasing, but refusing to embrace some of the stain of our past.
Senior pastor at the Alfred Street Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley. Rev, before you go, you know, these weekends have been turbulent and they've been, you know, in some cases celebratory and frightening in others. Could you give us a quick word as we wrap things up and head into the weekend?
Definitely, definitely. It's, you know, I'm an old Baptist preacher, so let me give you three things. One, vision, that we have to see better for our land, for our people. I always ask people, when you see someone you've never met, what do you see? Do you see color? Do you see stereotype? Or do you see someone made in the image of God? And I believe it begins with vision. It moves on to voice, that we raise our voice. We raise our voice in righteous discontent and anger. We raise our voice when we're involved in conversation and we see that people are being biased with ignorance and with injustice and with racism. And then finally and foremost, please let us continue to prepare for our vote, not only at the national level, but at the local level, that God has given us the ability to shape our nation by those who we place in leadership. And it's not just about the president. About the district attorneys. It's about our mayors. It's about our city councilors. And that's something that our foremothers and forefathers believe that God enabled them to march for, and we must embrace. So I pray that all those who are listening and joining with us have a vision of better for our land, that we raise our voices, God has given us ability, and that we cast our votes.
We're certainly glad you are back in the pulpit. Thank you for joining us here on the
Thank
show.
You. I'm
we
glad
appreciate
to be back.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for the opportunity. And if you can't join us, pray with us. You can pray from wherever you are.
All right, sounds like a plan. Coming up, the hottest mix in the country with DJ Herb on WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.